Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a stalwart liberal on the U.S. Supreme Court since 1993, died Friday at the age of 87. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
87-year-old Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a diminutive woman, but a towering champion of liberal causes and women's rights. She was the court's second female justice. The Supreme Court says Ginsburg died of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Her death just 6 weeks before Election Day is likely to set off a heated battle over whether President Trump should nominate a replacement. Ginsburg announced in July she was undergoing chemotherapy treatment for lesions on her liver. It was the latest of several battles with cancer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April.
As part of Operation Warp Speed, my administration's manufacturing all of the most promising vaccines in advance. And actually, it'll be fairly long in advance. As soon as a vaccine is approved, the administration will deliver it to the American people immediately. Distribution will begin within 24 hours.
As of now, there are several trials underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization on Friday warned that the coronavirus pandemic is not going away and might still have a long way to burn in our society as countries across the world experience spikes in new cases. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, said the organization was adding 1.82 million cases to the global case count and an average somewhere between 40 and 50,000 deaths every week.
It is not burning out. It is not going away. Especially for those countries entering their winter season, in terms of people coming together more indoors, there is a lot of work to do.
He said that even though cases and deaths caused by the new coronavirus were at a flat global level, rises in other parts of the world are still concerning. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000, and Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon. The move to reimpose sweeping restrictions at this time has drawn anger from many residents already struggling because of an economic downturn. Under the new rules, Israelis must stay within 1,000 meters of home, with only a few exceptions, including commuting to work. Social distancing and limits on the number of attendees allowed at usually packed synagogues will also affect Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. That festival begins at sunset on September 27th.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Early voting in the U.S. presidential election began in four states Friday, including Virginia and the battleground state of Minnesota. In Fairfax County, Virginia, election workers were scrambling to open an additional voting room at the county government center, where a line of hundreds of voters, spaced 2 meters apart, stretched down the block. Virginia's director of elections, Gary Scott, says they needed extra time for residents to vote because of the pandemic.
Because of COVID restrictions and all that, we can only allow so many people inside this space. Also, we're not able to set up as many voting stations as we would ordinarily.
Voting also began in Minnesota, where voters are expected to vote by mail in record numbers. Both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in that state on Friday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.